Ayuh datang ke Jom Beli Lokal Expo Blue Dome Bazaar bertempat di Sapura Mine Seri Kembangan pada 15 hingga 17 Julai ini. Jangan lepaskan peluang untuk makan durian free. Ya, durian free, tajaan Wahid Invest. Tak lupa juga terdapat banyak pilihan makanan dan bundle sales di sini. Jom datang meriahkan Blue Dome Bazaar bersama keluarga dan rakan-rakan anda dan rebut peluang untuk cabutan bertuah nanti. Untuk maklumat lanjut, layari Facebook dan Instagram at Blue Dome Mines. Ingat, layari Facebook dan Instagram at Blue Dome Mines.
Korang tengah layan podcast Amans, bahagian dari jaringan podcast di Amans ni. Apa khabar semua? Aku Mak Peace. Okey, banyak benda kita nak cakap pada podcast, sesi podcast kali ini. Kita mulakan segmen pertama, apa berita terbesar minggu ini. Berita terbesar minggu ni bukan dari lokal, bukan dari Malaysia. Kita alihkan perhatian kita kepada USA, United States of America, di mana ada laporan di Edge Markets menyatakan bahawa US to stop TSMC, Intel from adding advanced chips fabs in China. Okay, kita tahu US Congress baru saja pass historic $52 billion USD federal program untuk memangkin kemampuan ataupun capacity, their local capacity chip making capabilities. Tapi dia ada included one significant caveat: companies that receive the funding have to promise not to increase their production of advanced chip in China. Kira boleh pula macam tu eh. So you see, this is the latest I mean salvo whatever lah, it's the ongoing war on in terms of policy sanctions between Washington and Beijing. And kita tahu benda ni escalate lagi teruk. Of course, later we're going to talk about it. US Speaker Nancy Pelosi supposedly dalam jadual dia, jadual beliau di Asia, sepatutnya dikatakan akan visit Taiwan. That also escalated it even further. But this is where we are right now. A world where US and Beijing keep sniping at each other. And this is the latest lah.
Okay, jadi kalau kita nak tahu, syarikat TSMC ni antara 10 syarikat terbesar di dunia. Ini sekali agung dengan Saudi Aramco, Apple dan sebagainya. Facebook, Meta, apa semua. TSMC membikinkan chip fabrication, dan baru ni aku ada moderate satu event daripada Nomura. Event ni dia mudah je. Dia nak melancarkan Nomura punya index fund untuk pelabur, melabur dalam industri sektor chip semiconductor ni. The thing is about this chip semiconductor, it's not that easy tau. Sebab apa yang kita tengok, apa yang kita faham adalah chip shortages is happening around the world. But not many people talk about chip fabrication ataupun chip development, pembuatan, pemikiran, one chip is actually requires like, I don't know, a lot tau. Dan a lot of parts from a lot of countries. So when you talk about something macam Chips and Science Act bus companies contohnya, they normally get federal funding daripada kerajaan untuk material, untuk R&D. Dan a lot of these fundings come from countries yang dah kaya gila macam China dengan US. Jadi kalau kau nak buat chips yang macam 28 nanometers in China ataupun a country of concern like Russia, ia memerlukan 10 tahun ke 20 tahun punya investment tau. Jadi bila US cakap jangan kepada TSMC dengan Intel, kalau kau tak nak bersekongkol dengan China, kau kena hentikan chips fabrication dekat China. How are they going to move, bro? It is impossible for them to move. I mean, it is, and that is why this whole China-US escalation is becoming very, very, very real tau. So, kalau kau tengok, dekat China sendiri, dia punya chip-making champion adalah SMIC, S-M-I-C, ataupun Semiconductor Manufacturing International Corps. Diorang boleh buat chip yang lagi advance daripada 28 nanometer, dan teknologi tu masih lagi 6 tahun ke belakang TSMC. This is how far TSMC is. So, how do you ask a company like TSMC to stop chip fabrication dekat China just like that without giving a runway of how they can actually build the R&D in other countries. Other countries, doesn't matter, in Korea ke, in Japan ke, whatever countries that is friendlier to the US. So I don't know what the US is trying to do by giving this type of instruction to TSMC. Of course, the first level is, why is it that the TSMC has to follow ataupun Intel has to follow apa yang US nak? The answer is very simple. Sebab US Congress dah pass dah $52 billion federal program untuk boost the domestic chip making capabilities inside the US. That's why. Alright, so the US Congress, maknanya Parlimen US, dah approve $52 billion duit government untuk pembikinan chip oleh TSMC dan Intel. That's why they can and TSMC. That's why they can instruct TSMC and Intel to stop the prefab advanced chip fabrication dekat China. If they don't do that, they won't get the $52 billion investment over the next, I don't know, 5-10 years from now. So jadi, to receive the funding, they have to promise not to increase their production of advanced chips in China. But it's a huge, huge undertaking. This is blackmail.
Will they succumb to the pressure? Blackmail. Or is this as something as that can, you know, just buat dia apa? I'm sure Beijing is going to retaliate, right? Based on just this particular thing.
Beijing will retaliate, but not in the way that you think they would retaliate. They will pump in more money. $52 billion US is a lot of money. It's a huge amount of money. But it is nothing. It is nothing to China. For China, $52 billion US is nothing. So they're going to create another TSMC, another Intel in the form of SMIC, Semiconductor Manufacturing International Corp. Yes, the technology is still 6 years behind industry leader TSMC. But with that kind of money, let's say lah, for argument's sake, $100 billion US dollar investment by the government of China inside SMIC, you're going to see SMIC having virtually insurmountable challenges untuk chase after TSMC. So this news yang kita carry pagi ni, is we're not going to see the ramification tomorrow or even 10 years from now. But in 20 years from now, we're going to see China owning
the segmen ini. Lepas ini kita sambung ke segmen seterusnya, segmen Teman Amais.
Pandangan dan suara anda penting untuk didengari. Ingin memulakan podcast anda sendiri? Kami menyediakan package all-in-one untuk anda secara percuma untuk episod pertama. Ya, secara percuma. Tunggu apa lagi? Jom bina konten digital anda bersama Pusat Media Amans. Info lebih lanjut di us@amans.my.
Okey, kembali ke podcast Aman bersama aku, Mak P, dan juga Yim. Ini adalah segmen seterusnya, segmen Teman Aman. Biasa dalam segmen ni, aku dan Yim akan memberi respon kepada persoalan yang ditanyakan, aku dihantar ke us@aman.my. Dan untuk kali ini, sesi Teman Aman sekali ini, kami telah mendapat email daripada saudara Iwan yang bertanyakan tentang default tech settings. Yim and Mak Pis, kita tahu both of you banyak membincangkan soal security dan juga personal security. What about the default tech settings that we should turn off or turn on? Ni soalan daripada Iwan lah. Basically dalam sini juga ada juga artikel yang dihantar oleh New York Times tentang apakah tech settings yang we should turn on and turn off right away. And it's quite interesting, even sebab kita tahu benda ni, aku pun sebenarnya makin lama makin aku dah kurang kata yes to all lah. Aku actually took the time to actually look through, read through. Aku tak allow cookie all for everything. I don't default setting share my kan dia kata would you like this app to get your information kan. Usually lah, I think like 5-10 years ago I would say yes. Now everything is like aku screen through dulu lah. What about you, Yip?
Okay, so ada satu artikel yang ditulis oleh Brian Chan. Brian Chan ni tech reporter dekat New York Times. Dia ada buat senarai. Agak menarik lah senarai dia. So for instance kan, untuk Apple phone, you should select tracking toggle off, allow all apps to request to track. This tracks the, this tells the app not to share data. Satu lagi, select Apple advertising dalam iPhone dan toggle off personalized ads. So Apple cannot use the information to use on you to serve targeted ads on diorang punya Apple Store, Apple News dan sebagainya. Satu lagi, analytics and improvement. Untuk engkau pengguna iPhone, kau boleh toggle off share iPhone analytics to prevent iPhone from sending device data to Apple. Things like this kan is very very critical. Untuk Google products, for instance Android phones dan sebagainya, untuk all three categories of web and app activity, location history, YouTube history, kau kena select auto delete to delete all the activity yang lebih daripada 3 bulan. Cara ni dia membolehkan kau memberi sedikit privacy, tapi they still have 3 months of your data. Instead of creating a permanent record of every search, Google kena purge entries that are more than three months old. So not many people are aware of what they need to turn off or turn on. Tetapi the fact that this question came in from teman Amans menunjukkan bahawa users like you and dan sebagainya is really really interested to learn more about data privacy and what the data is being collected by tech companies. This is 2022. Tech boom happened in the late 90s. It took us about 2 to 3 decades to fully understand, yeah, that this is it. The time is up for tech companies to use our data. The time is up. Now, this is the same revolution that we saw masa 1940s, 1950s, where telephone was a big, was the big thing at that time. Perang Dunia Kedua, 1950s, FBI collect data, apa semua, Edgar Hoover dan sebagainya. It took us so long to wisen up, to understand that this is the commodity that they're looking at. We are the commodity. So if we already are aware of what we need to turn off in order to provide our data security, now we know for a fact that some of the data that is being used is going to be used against us for the benefit of the tech companies. So I urge Ewan dan pendengar-pendengar kita yang lain untuk continuously search online on what data is going to be given to the companies and how we can switch it off. This is an extremely critical moment for us to protect our data
sector. Meta's Facebook, right? And aku tahu kau tak ada, tapi I know a lot of us, I'm sure dalam kalangan pendengar yang menggunakan Facebook. And aku surprised sebenarnya, I'm already ticking all the boxes according to the authors punya ni. Basically, number one is who can see what you share. Aku dah memang letak to only me. Also, select friends for who can you see your birthday. Aku langsung tak letak birthday aku there. For how people can find you on Facebook, aku also letak only me. I did not put my email or my phone number in the account. I used to, but I already took it off. Then your ad preferences on Facebook pun sama juga. Toggle off the switches for relationship status, employer, job title and education. This way marketers can't serve targeted ads. But I'm just surprised lah that I've already ticked the box, especially for on that front. And you are right, yeah.
So you see, you did this. You did this unknowingly. And already you feel a lot better. But imagine if you are empowered even further and you're going to see, it's crazy. It really is. It will be more, definitely. So continuously do better checks and better privacy. But this is the secondary point, tau. If you don't pay for your services, you are the product. Simple as that. One of the reasons why I became a YouTube Premier account, bukan sebab aku tak nak tengok ads, that helps a lot lah. Sebab anak-anak aku semua on YouTube pun, so diorang pun tak suka tengok ads macam-macam. And it's not about the usability of it, macam I can dengar YouTube punya video while I have a lock screen ataupun I open other apps. Itu semua good and then free YouTube music. But the main reason why I took YouTube Premium, it's because there is a clause inside there. If you take YouTube Premium, you can toggle off your preferential view history to YouTube. So you now have the power to tell YouTube what YouTube can and cannot see your data. Macam tadi, the 90 days tu kan, it's now down to 0 days or 1 day for me. Yeah, because I pay. So that's why I urge people to start paying for your services. Remember, if you don't pay for your services, so you are the product. So start paying. Now, we already pay for so many things. Vape, makeup, you know, things like that. Aku bukanlah nak cakap, you know, you shouldn't buy makeup product apa. And of course, you should stop vaping pun. Vaping is harmful. We know now, okay? Because it causes fungal infection in the lungs. We know now that is the case. But if we are already spending money on other stuff like vape and cosmetics, why not we spend a little bit of that budget to pay for our online services? We control
start taking it seriously, your privacy,
and we own by buying. So my suggestion is untuk pendengar kita kat
sini, thank you so much, Iwan, start paying for your devices. On that note, kita berehat sebentar untuk sesi ini. Sambung selepas ini.
Suka membandel? Kali ini kami bawakan vendor lokal bandel untuk anda. Tidak terlepas juga kepada pencinta durian. Boleh makan durian free selepas shopping. Tunggu apa lagi? Jom datang ke Blue Dome Bazaar dekat The Mind Seri Kembangan 15 Julai ini. Boleh ajak keluarga dan kawan-kawan sekali. Layari IG Blue Dome Minds untuk mengetahui maklumat dengan lebih lanjut. IG Blue Dome Minds.
Bersama aku Mak Pis dan juga Yen, ini adalah segmen seterusnya, segmen ramalan atau tutup. Jadi biasa dalam segmen ni aku dan Yen akan cuba membuat ramalan ataupun bincangkan tentang apa yang kami rasakan bakal berlaku. Dan untuk ramalan kali ini, apa kita nak cakap ni?
Okay, kali ni aku punya ramalan adalah
Nancy Pelosi lah. Sebab sama ada dia akan lawat Taiwan atau tidak.
Benda ni kerja gila tau nak lawat Taiwan. And of course, kita kena tengok the mix. Ada satu Twitter handle nama dia Indo-Pacific Twitter handle. Dia track the US carrier strike group yang ada di serata dunia. And in anticipation of Nancy Pelosi visiting Taiwan, they have moved the 5th strike group and the 7th carrier strike group closer to Taiwan. The 5th strike group, if I'm not mistaken, is in Singapore. They're now slowly moving the fleet to Taiwan. And then, of course, the 7th carrier strike group, we all know it is in apa nama, in Japan. They are also moving their strike group there. Do we really want to see more and more of this heading towards Taiwan, the warships? And at the same time, ada satu tempat nama dia Fujian, which faces the Taiwan Ocean, Taiwan Strait. A lot of the amphibious vehicles are moving towards that direction as well. So China is also mobilizing their military hardware across the country to go to Fujian, which is facing Taiwan. You know that this is all military posturing. Tetapi, when you have a gun and I have a gun and I start pointing the gun to you, you're going to start pointing the gun to me. Walaupun kita tak ada bullet, walaupun safety on, walaupun kita 1,000 kilometer berbeza, our guns are still pointing at each other. And in today's day and age, you don't even need to go face-to-face, toe-to-toe to go fight the fella. Kau tekan je button settle, bro. Baru ni kan diorang baru assassinate Zawahiri. Al-Qaeda leader.
Unfortunately, that's the world we live in.
We know that that's the case. So part stop about all with this posturing. Is that
will Speaker Pelosi actually make it to Taiwan? And that's the interesting thing that we're going to monitor. I think that's fair lah. Because you don't want it to escalate
jadi,
even further.
Jadi,
the fact that
ramalan aku adalah dia tak akan lawat Taiwan.
There's a lot of things saying kan. Dia macam unnecessary unrest lah. Kau relax je lah, skip je lah. I mean, you don't, you can do, even phone calls and everything pun, it became an issue, right? If you remember, I think in 2016, Trump accepted a call from President Tsai Ing-wen and that turned into a whole media circus just because he answered a congratulatory call from President of Taiwan. So aku rasa the world could use with less conflicts lah. So the peaceful thing to do is to just maintain lawat Malaysia, lawat lah the rest of the Asia, and you can go peacefully back. Aku pun rasa sebenarnya dia takkan pergi lah. I hope actually she doesn't go. Yeah, on that, we'll have to wait and see. Kita berehat sebentar sebelum kita ke segmen terakhir, segmen baik buruk.
Okay, cerita dia macam ni. Kamu seorang pengusaha kecil dan mikro. Kamu menjual barang macam-macam. Dan telah tiba masanya kamu membuat penampilan di media untuk menceritakan kisah kamu. Tapi isu dia sekarang, kamu takut. Tak tahu nak start kat mana. Nak cerita apa? Nak cakap dengan siapa? Ini semua normal problem. Di Pusat Media Amans, kami sediakan media training untuk pengusaha kecil macam korang. Wartawan-wartawan bertauliah dari Astro Awani, BFM Radio dan media masa lain sedia untuk memberikan latihan kepada kamu. Dengan hanya RM50 sahaja, kamu akan mendapat latihan media dari real life reporters. Tanya kami di us@amans.my sekarang. Media training untuk semua di us@amans.my.
Okey, kembali ke podcast Amans bersama aku, Mak Pin dan juga Yim. Ini adalah segmen terakhir, segmen baik buruk. Seperti biasa, dalam segmen ini aku dan Yim akan membincangkan tentang apa yang baik dan buruk yang kami nampak bagi sesi kali ini. Aku mulakan dulu, of course, I'm sure pendengar-pendengar di luar sana aware bahawa di parlimen ada bil atau apa yang mereka panggil sebagai GEG Bill, Generational Endgame Bill, ataupun nama officialnya ataupun nama rasminya, Akta Kawalan Tembakau dan juga Rokok. Kita tahu bahawa walaupun penggulungan telah dijadualkan untuk berlaku pada minggu pertama Ogos, tetapi kita tahu Menteri KID Jamaluddin sudah menyatakan bahawa bil ni akan actually dirujuk ke Special Select Committee. So dia samalah, treatment dia sama macam anti-hopping bill. So kita tahu bahawa ini they will deliberate further. Of course banyak benda. Kita tahu baru-baru ni saja sebenarnya Khairi ada umumkan ada perubahan, contohnya seperti fine dari RM5,000 kepada RM500, kalau bawah 18 ada option, selain daripada denda ada option untuk community service, banyaklah. Dan anda boleh ikuti benda tersebut bukan saja di Twitter Khairi tapi juga di semua media-media, semua media lah ada melaporkan tentang GEG, dan aku rasa benda tu adalah baik. Especially not just the bill but actually the conversation, perbincangan yang kita buat berkaitan bill sounds very good. And even Khairi pun kata dalam parlimen bahawa an important bill like this requires a proper bipartisan support, dan aku setujulah. At least on that note, we are doing this as carefully as we can. Itu baik untuk akulah. Kau macam mana?
Okay, untuk aku, baik dia adalah tentang the debate, generation game ni. Debate eh. Still, I find this a good thing. Sebab, okay, so we know that smoking is bad. We know that it's going to cost the government so much money in terms of later life care. All the carcinogenic elements inside smoking and other tobacco products, including vaping, is not really, really going to be beneficial for the society at large. I'm saying this as a smoker myself, yeah? As a smoker, I am addicted to the world's most addictive substance, which is nicotine. Aku dah try macam-macam. Aku dah try patch. Aku dah try chewing gum. Aku dah try IQOS. Aku dah try vape. Dan of course, smoking itself. And you know, every time I quit, I will go, you know, few months, sometimes even years before I relapse. The idea here is of course to create a situation where future generations of Malaysians do not need to be even hooked to this particular product. And if we don't do this seriously, we are game over. That's why I think the notion of macam DAP contohnya menghalang rang undang-undang anti tobacco ni dari taking place, I understand where they're coming from in terms of privacy, in terms of buka handphone, password apa semua. But for them to say kena tangguh sampai 2025, I think obvious sangat kot the tobacco lobby dah dapat tangkap DAP. Alright, it's obvious. And I think that you can argue for better laws to be written, but at the same time to have this to be postponed, you know, so many times, and then to be postponed even to 2025, I think that's just too much lah. I think that at the end of the day, yes, privacy is a big deal. We spoke about this in the earlier part of the episode. But at the same time, if you do not argue for better regulation for generational endgame, you're just being the asshole here. And DAP is the asshole here, unfortunately. All right? Try to be better lah. Just try, okay? Okay, there are two special select committee. One is, I think, if I'm not mistaken, social select committee. Another one that is being chaired by BN. Another one is health that is being chaired by Kelvin Yee, MP daripada DAP Kuching, Bandar Kuching. That one is going to see a hold up. So I think, yeah, we're going to see... You're going to see the members of the special select committee being bulldozed by Kelvin, who is, part of DAP punya infrastructure. But I think it's going to get passed no matter what. Buruk aku adalah ni, Dr. Hafizah ni. She's a big deal on Twitter. Yeah, why did she do that? Why did she out her professional colleague who obviously wants to remain anonymous? I think that's unbecoming.
But she has encountered thus far.
Yalla, you can do whatever you want online.
She tends to sound... she tends to go off suddenly, right, on certain issues. You constantly hearing, but yeah, like, you're right, you shouldn't be outing. I mean, professionally, like, you shouldn't be outing. Yeah, and I agree with you, I think, on that note, that's the bad thing. Benda yang buruk lah untuk sesi kali ni. And on that note, itu sahaja sesi ataupun segmen baik buruk untuk sesi podcast apa kali ni. Biasa, jika anda mempunyai apa-apa cadangan, maklumat dan sebagainya, boleh hantarkan ke ASN Amazon My. Aku dan James sudah sering lalu-lalukannya. Kita bertemu lagi di sesi akan datang.
Ayo datang ke Jom Beli Lokal Expo Blue Dome Bazaar bertempat di Sapura Mine Seri Kembangan pada 15 hingga 17 Julai ini. Jangan lepaskan peluang untuk makan durian free. Yeah, durian free, tajaan Wahid Invest. Tak lupa juga terdapat banyak pilihan makanan dan bundle sales di sini. Jom datang meriahkan Blue Dome Bazaar bersama keluarga dan rakan-rakan anda dan rebut peluang untuk cabutan bertuah nanti. Untuk maklumat lanjut, layari Facebook dan Instagram @BlueDomeMinds. Ingat, layari Facebook dan Instagram @BlueDomeMinds.